Hey everybody and welcome to Digital Marketing Script episode 34. I'm Carl Britton Jr. and today we're going to talk about why you should not be doing New Year's resolutions and you should be doing business goals. If you are making a resolution for your business, the statistics say you are going to fail.
Say what?
Only 8% of people are successful with New Year's resolutions. That means chances are you're gonna fail. So instead of doing that, throw that crap to the side and get started making real awesome business goals. You may have heard this before, but I truly believe this to be an awesome way to think of a goal. SMART goals. SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. These goals are going to be really specific to what you want. They're going to be measurable so you can track your success or your failures. Attainable. You do not want to set a goal that there is no way you can reach. They're relevant, so they're going to be relevant to your business and actually where you're trying to go. So it needs to be time bound. You need to have a specific time on when you want this goal to be achieved and when the steps have to be completed. So after you have your SMART goal, you need to break it down into chunks. If your goal is for your business to grow by $100,000, what you need to do is take that $100,000, put it in a 12-month span, and break it into 12 pieces. Now that you have that $100,000 in 12 smaller pieces, it's a lot more of an attainable goal. January's goal is $8,300. Your activities need to align with that. If you sell a product that is $1,000 and it takes 16 phone calls for you to get a yes, then what you need to do is take 16 times 8 and you're gonna get to 8,000. So that should be your activity goal for the month. One thing that holds a lot of people back from getting their activity goals completed is call reluctance, or they don't wanna hear rejection, or they're nervous to feel the no. My business coach has always told me to go for the no. If that is your goal, is to get on the phone and hear a no, then you're winning every single time. Because if they actually sign the dotted line, awesome. And if they actually give you a no, then you win too. So you're never gonna lose, you're always gonna win if you go for the no. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Digital Marketing Script episode 34. I'm Carl Britton Jr. and I wanna know what activities you have done to reach your goals. What's most successful for you?